Welcome back to our ad-free shows top 10 of 2021 countdown here on adfreeshows.com. I'm John Alba. Now, over the course of the past week or so, we've been chasing down our favorite moments or memories from all of 2021 here on ad-free shows. And number four today has us on a little bit of a different kind of chase, a title chase. Listen, we all know Conrad Thompson is a little bit of a championship belt mark. And honestly, good thing, because the insight that the Podfather helped provide this year was unrivaled as we learned the behind-the-scenes stories of the WCW US Championship, the WWF Tag Titles, the Randy Savage Intercontinental Championship, and of course, Big Eagle.
All told, the first WCW United States Championship belt was in use from early spring 1991 through late November of 1995. This particular championship survived multiple management changes within WCW, including Jim Herd, Kip Fry, Bill Watts, and Eric Bischoff. Nine men held this championship: Lex Luger, Sting, Rick Rude, Dustin Rhodes, Steve Austin, Ricky Steamboat, Jim Duggan, Vader, and Kensuke Sasaki. No one held this title longer than Rick Rude, lasting 378 days in a single run. Austin technically held it twice for 240 days, even if his second run was probably better counted in minutes rather than days. Sting was United States champion for 234 days across two reigns. Dustin Rhodes held it on two occasions for 229 days total. Duggan held it for 100 days, Vader had it for 88 days, Sasaki was only champ for 44 days, and Ricky Steamboat retired with it after just 25 days. The Bulldog and Owen Hart had the longest run with this exact belt, which is very important, 246 days. It's also the longest single run with this version of the title. The Quebecers held this belt for 216 days across three runs. The shortest reign, again with this version of the belt, would be Men on a Mission's two-day run in March of 94. Steve Austin held this belt on two occasions, once with Dude Love and once with Shawn Michaels. But because of those early quick title switches between the Steiners and the Quebecers, Jacques and Pierre hold the distinction of having this belt the most times at three. Of course, the last champions to hold this particular title was the Legion of Doom. And the first were Money Inc., who ironically won their first tag team championship from the LOD. That belt was a different version than the one we talked about today, though. As with so many other ring use titles, when a belt is replaced on television with a new version, the champion may wind up with an old title belt sitting on a shelf at their home. And that was certainly the case with this particular championship. Road Warrior Animal sold this belt to belt maker Dave Milliken in 2013 for an undisclosed amount. Given the performers who held the title, it quickly became one of the centerpieces of his collection. In late summer 2020, I was able to purchase this belt from Mr. Milliken. These days, you can see it over my shoulder whenever you see video from one of my podcasts. The globe on the Intercontinental Championship is perhaps more prominent than most other globes on belts. In my opinion, the magic of the Intercontinental design is in its simplicity. Reggie's design is the epitome of less is more. And as a result, the globe really pops. You'll see the latitude and longitude lines along with the land masses are all gold, while blue paint fills the background of the globe, representing the globe's oceans, of course. Below the globe, you'll see two more black banners, the first of which nearly touches the sides of the center plate, coming to a pair of points for the end of the ribbon. Inside this top banner are the words Heavyweight Wrestling. And of course, those letters are once again gold against black paint. The bottom banner is much smaller in size and simply reads Champion. A starburst design appears on either side of the bottom Champion banner. The center plate itself has become a major talking point for collectors for years. One can't help but notice the wear and tear to not only the paint that's been chipped away or rubbed off, but the actual finish of the gold has become one of legend. For years, fans believed that Randy Savage, in an effort to make the belt look as good as possible,
used Brasso to claim the belt.
Ooh, yeah.
Of course, Brasso is for brass, not gold plating.
I blame myself!
Where most Intercontinental titles shined up incredibly well, allowing the gold to pop, this title didn't exactly get much of a chance to do so. More on that in a moment. I also want to point out some impact damage to the top of the main plate, just to the left of the WWF logo at the corner of the first stair step. Before we move away from the center plate, I also want to point out that much like last month's episode on the WWF Tag Team Championship, Reggie Parks hid his initials in the design. Take a closer look at the bottom right corner of the heavyweight wrestling banner, and you'll see his initials, RP. Every collector's favorite part of the collecting hobby is the chase. But my second favorite part is identifying the matches and moments the belt was a part of from old magazines, photo shoots, and video. Once I knew the Big Eagle was headed my way, I fired up the WWE Network. I knew a private collector owned the very first Big Eagle, the one with the blue strap and block logo. I also knew the WWE had been displaying the scratch logo that had the F part painted over at Access. I believe they had the first belt Hunter won as world champion as well. I knew one of these belts was used at WrestleMania 17, the biggest mania in history. That was the peak of the World Wrestling Federation. They had toppled ECW and bought WCW. They broke every record with Stone Cold and The Rock in the main event back in 2001. I immediately fired up that match looking for a tell. Any noticeable mark or characteristic that would make the belt stand out from other Big Eagle championships. After the match that night, Austin went over to the corner like always and raised his arms high in the air in celebration, showing off the belt he had just won from The Rock in the process. When he does this, you can see that one of the snaps on the back of the belt is missing. I counted the number of snaps and made a notation. When the FedEx box arrived in my office, I had a permanent smile on my face, but I must admit, I was nervous. Was this the WrestleMania 17 belt? Was there any way the WWE had just traded me the belt from the most important WrestleMania main event ever? I anxiously opened the box and removed the belt. I took a deep breath, closed my eyes, and turned the belt over immediately. Was there a missing snap? Was this it? I laughed out loud when I realized it was missing. I now had one of the most iconic championships in WWE history, and it was all an accident.
Big Eagle is by far the most memorable championship of my childhood. So hearing how the sausage was made was just so cool for me. And I know it's been a while since we've had an episode of Title Chase here on Ad-Free Shows, but I got some very good news, my friends. Title Chase is back in 2022, and I can't wait to tell you more about that shortly. So keep your eyes peeled for the beginning of 2022 and more title chasing. Keep your eyes peeled for number 3 on our top 10 countdown of 2021 right here tomorrow on adfreeshows.com. We've got plenty more to come as we send out the year in style.